Restructuring Gargan's DNA. As intended.
Or by crook. Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Scarlet Witch, two sentinels.
Ah, oh, gross.
Scarlet Witch, I don't know how clear her powers are in the MCU, but in the comics, she has the mutant ability to affect probability, which she focuses with hand motions that look like spells, which she calls hexes. So it's highly improbable that all the oxygen would leave the vicinity of your head, but it could theoretically happen. That's the kind of thing she can do. Other examples, shorting out equipment, spontaneous combustion, creating cracks in metal, moving objects as if it were telekinesis. Her most powerful hexes have been becoming pregnant by the Vision, who's a mechanical being, and much later than this, taking away most mutants' powers on Earth. Out of interest, she has studied the occult as well. Wanda Maximoff is Magneto's daughter and Quicksilver's twin sister in her youth. She joined her father in the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants, but both she and her brother were given a chance at redemption in the Avengers. There, she met and fell in love with the synthetic Vision. They were married, moved to the suburbs, and had twin sons. Wanda is fearless and determined, maybe even a bit aloof. She's a devoted mother and overly protective of her husband, especially when he faces prejudice for not being human. Pictured, repelling soldiers, fighting Modred's magic, and also punching him in the face, throwing up a force field, and sending some magma towards Count Nefaria.
So this is all like, there's a 1% chance that magma exits from...
What is it? Non-null chance or whatever?
Yeah, that magma exits Earth, takes a 90-degree turn towards this dude.
Yep.
In the PS2 X-Men game,
okay.
The second one, Rise of Apocalypse, she was in it.
Yep.
And one of her powers that you could boost up was to increase the odds that her energy beam would make the enemy become a box.
Oh, right. You could turn people into boxes.
And when it was maxed out, it was like over 50%. So we'd be fighting a bunch of people and then a box would just appear because Scarlet Witch turned someone into a box. And it was my favorite thing because I love breaking boxes. So I love boxes. But like in video games.
Yeah.
Just, you know, to
just
get
breaking
loot.
Boxes left and right.
No. Just in video games. Like if there's a box in a video game area, I will break it.
Mm.
Which can be annoying to some people.
I'm a big looter.
I loot all the way. And then, of course, I would be like, become a box! I love her. Anecdote over.
It's a very cool power. It's so interesting.
But also, I feel like it's kind of a catch-all.
Yeah, it basically means she can kind of do whatever.
Well, yeah. She does call herself a witch, so it seems like magic, but it's scientifically based.
Mm.
Is the thing.
Does she, like, say it out loud?
No. Well, I mean, she might. You know, like, some of the older comics, a lot of people explain what they're doing. But no, she doesn't have to say words.
So, like, water comes flying, she doesn't have to be like, there's a non-zero
whatever
probability.
Like, the MCU, she just kind of has, like, glowy powers.
Well, it's telekinesis, and she's got, like, telepathy.
Hmm.
They made her into Marvel Girl.
Hmm. I would suggest that WandaVision is almost this. Because it's kind of like her messing with the potential timeline, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of this. It's her like playing with what could happen.
Like when she took away mutants' powers or that kind of, it's that extreme.
Yeah.
And also in the suburbs, just like her miniseries with the Vision.
And like she does wear this for like in the Halloween.
Yep.
And it's a really cute outfit. Like, I love this. Yeah. And it's actually like very like wearable. Like you could pretty easily cosplay this.
I despise the coloring of her face versus why.
The pink is a sheer shirt and
I hate it even more.
And stockings. It's not her skin. It's not like she has like really pink skin and then.
So it's like a turtleneck sheer situation.
Yeah, it's not all the way up.
The neck.
Neck.
The neck is peach colored.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm imagining like a mesh boat thing. Neck.
Interesting.
I'm into pink and red together.
I like it. I think it's very cute.
Yeah.
She looks stubby. Like cute stubby.
Is there something wrong with that?
No. I love cute stubby people. They're my favorite.
Uh-huh.
Very compact.
It's a fun size.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I do like the costume, but it does read Halloween costume a little bit.
Yeah.
It really does. It's very simple. Like, it looks like someone that's doing a simpler version of what this costume is.
Yeah. They're doing like a sexy something.
Mm-hmm. Like normally she'd probably be like wearing like a weird belt or something. But it's quite simple. But I kind of like that it's simple.
Yeah, the bodysuit is very much, this is lingerie.
Yeah, and like you can see her belly button in the shadowing, which is like, that's sheer. Man.
Very painted, yeah.
Well, that's a choice.
I like the boots. I think they're cute. The cuff isn't like too flared.
Oh yeah.
It's cute.
It's like a tighter
bucket.
Yeah, a tighter bucket.
Yeah, tight bucket.
Does her cape do this every time she casts a spell? Because that would be really cool.
It is quite fabulous.
Where it's just like, woo!
It's a good spread.
It has some good flow.
We need to start wearing more capes.
Honestly, I desperately want a winter cape. Like, not when it's very cold, but like when it's like kind of nice out, how fun would it be to have like a cape? Have those capes where you could put your hands.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
I agree.
I do have a fall cape that my mom made me.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Capes are cool.
I love her. I love the occult. I love witches. I like the powers. They're fun. I like her relationship with Vision.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I really enjoyed WandaVision. It was a great time. It's not for everyone.
Yeah.
I like a journey where I really have a great enjoyment of YouTube channels that explain to me all the things that I missed.
Are these your vows or?
So I really enjoyed like watching and then kind of learning more about her, and it was a really great time in my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't think I like the hat. Part. Well, the head.
I don't think it's necessary. What does it actually add to the look?
It doesn't read witch. It reads devil.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
I do kind of wish it would be more like a witch hat or something. Like, obviously that would be too on the nose, but something that's like conveying that idea.
Yeah.
I think graphically, it's the way like her hand gestures.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if she's doing the hand gestures. And then you've got that spiky headdress.
Oh, she's doing this.
Yeah, I think there's maybe like a graphical component.
Yeah, is that a thing? Is that how you do magic?
That's one of the hand gestures.
If we're doing
it's the devil.
The devil horns.
It's the horns.
But I mean, that's again, she looks like a devil.
She's doing it in the number
of... I mean, witches, you know.
This one, it's open full palm. Spread, yeah.
They did what sign their name, the devil's book? Isn't that the thing they said?
I love that it says that she possesses the normal human strength of a woman of her age, height, and build, who engages in moderate regular exercise. I love that she's a moderate exerciser, you know? She's not too bulky. It's not her thing.
Well, her powers aren't very physical.
Although, she can handle herself, it seems.
Yeah,
well, she increases the probability of her punch knocking someone out.
Oh, maybe.
Is that what? That's.
I think it's just to show that she has some martial training.
I feel like you could use that power just in a very mundane way.
Yeah.
It's like, I think there's a decent probability that this thing is on sale.
Oh, I would abuse this power to no end. I would be just getting whatever the hell I want.
I have it in my size.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
My improbable size.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Things in stock.
Oh, yeah.
Weather
for the wedding. That would be amazing.
Imagine. Oh, I would abuse of this power so much.
I feel like I would just, like, do silly things.
Oh, yes.
I was like, what are the chances of you actually slipping on a banana peel, annoying coworker?
Oh, yeah, that would be dangerous.
Or like, boss, I hate you. Could technically lose your voice.
I wonder if I would get lazy. Because yes. I could just kind of fix it.
Fix it in post. Fix it in post. You know?
I wonder what has to be there and what doesn't have to be there.
What do you mean?
When you do the probabilities, how much do things have to be there to a point?
Right.
Like already like in motion.
If I was like, I wish I had like a McFlurry, there's a probability a McFlurry would show
probably,
up in front of me.
There that probably wouldn't... isn't one that a flurry would appear suddenly.
Yes, because that wouldn't...
No, but
there is a probability that someone ordered it on like Skip the Dishes, Uber Eats, and other services,
and it said
and
wrong.
They put this address instead.
I guess,
or somebody would get you one.
Is really like thinking...
outside the box.
inside the box of these powers, you know?
Justify almost anything.
Well, the one I've always been told by physics majors is that there is a probability, a non-null probability, that your atoms would line up with the atoms of a chair, that you'd fall right through.
Right.
Like you could go through a wall.
Basically, we're mostly
space,
right?
Yeah. With atoms. And everything is composed of the same basic elements.
It wouldn't really happen. It never happens. No. But there is mathematically
a possibility. But for this power to work, there has to be a person and there has to be a chair.
Right.
Yes.
Well, she can't... Like the thing where people turn into boxes in the game, that wouldn't happen.
No, yeah.
But at the same time, because she dabbles in magic...
Okay, so maybe
sometimes...
There's...
It's like when she became pregnant of a robot.
Yeah.
That has zero probability, right, yeah. But it still happened.
So these children are...
Twins.
Real?
Oof, Isabel.
Like, I know...
Watch WandaVision?
They were real.
I didn't watch it, but I know enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were real. And then another writer, I think, made them not so real?
Not so real, okay.
So, it's obviously complicated, but actually those kids exist today as young Avengers, so...
I think we've seen some of them? Have we?
No, but in the show, when she imagines she has those boys,
yes,
they dress up like the heroes that they will eventually become, at least in the comics.
So they're identical twins?
No, I don't think they were identical.
No, not in the show at least.
In the show, they weren't identical, just
so
like...
So that's something for you.
Her and her brother, Quicksilver, are not identical twins either.
Correct.
Oh, right, because she's a twin.
She's a twin.
Which ups your chances of twinning.
I wonder if she... increase the possibilities of having twins because she enjoyed having a twin brother.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she increased the possibility of having a child from...
A robot.
So,
yes.
It's already...
I guess when you're inventing your own children, you can just, like, decide.
Yeah. Like, why? I'm just wondering what made her decide for twins. Because it's, like, a lot of work raising twins.
On the show, there was no pregnancy. I think they were just, like, suddenly kids.
It was
suddenly
brief.
Pregnant, suddenly she had kids.
Yeah.
So no delivery.
I don't think there was a delivery.
No.
But then again, she could, like, reduce the probability of them crying.
Speaking of deliveries, though, I really want that McFlurry. So are we... Right.
Wait, have we just increased the probability that Elise will go get us one?
You know what? She's driving me home, and I'm a bad influence. So.
I will say this, that I, like, around the table today, we don't have Jose, and we don't have Shotgun, who is right now coming back from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And I did send the pictures to Shotgun.
Oh.
You know, she's stuck in an airport. And here's some reading material. And this was one of the two characters that she had a comment about. Something like, "No, Wanda, my girl!" Or something like,
yes,
"My girl Wanda."
I imagine she was upset she wasn't here for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has like clothes that are like Wanda, but like wearable.
She has been Wanda for Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, see? So she missed this one. I'll tell you when there's another character that she made a comment. But for now, Scarlet Witch, I really don't know from your comments, hot or not.
Hot.
There's
hot.
A 99% probability. Become a box! Never works when I do it.
Maybe one day.
One day you'll scream, "I'm a box," often enough.
No, not "I'm a box," become a box. I want someone else to become a box.
I don't want to be a box.
So that I can loot you.
Ew.
So not just a box with something in it.
Oh. Yeah.
Something that, good in it.
I feel violated. You're gonna loot me? People should say that sexually.
No, they should not.
I'm just imagining it like the instrument. I don't know.
That's not romantic.
No one said hot, so I don't know.
Hot!
It's hot.
It's hot.
Thank you for confirming.
Yeah, of course.
She's a magical gal in a small town locale. He's a homie who's part machine. How will this duo feel it will prove? Oh, I'm sharing a love.
Oh, that.
I don't know.
Okay. read the thing.
We are not ready, but read the thing.
Mac Gargan. It's the scorpion. I should have said it's the scorpion.
No.
He came after a pickle, is how I'm imagining.
You know what? He's always going to be Mac Gargan to me.
Mac Gargan was a private investigator hired by the Daily Bugle at first to follow Peter Parker to see if he had a connection to Spider-Man, because he was getting all those great pictures. Then he was hired to allow himself to be modified by a scientist so he could battle Spider-Man. Gargan was equipped with a powerful cybernetic tail that deals bashing combat, can be coiled and sprung so he can jump three stories, and also fire bolts of plasma energy. It's not flexible enough to grab and squeeze a person with it. So it's not sneaky, it's not a tentacle.
Okay, yeah.
He was also given body armor, super strength, and the ability to climb walls. The experiments also made him psychotic. One crime spree later, the Scorpion was in jail and vowing revenge on Spider-Man and on J. Jonah Jameson, and they've been his enemies ever since. Gargan is trapped in an endless cycle of jail, escape, and revenge. He's a blunt instrument using violence and not a whole lot of brains in his schemes. He's shown slamming some cops without the mask, enjoying a cigarette, ripping elevator doors open and climbing up the shaft, firing a blast at Spider-Man and fighting him in water. And there's a diagram of the tail.
Climbing up the shaft.
Diagram of the tail.
Oh my god. Speaking of shafts.
Can I call him Gherkin?
Yeah, he's Gherkin to me.
Why? What? Scorpions have a pointy tail.
Yes, I know that.
Why?
I'm really upset about this because it just doesn't feel right.
And also,
it feels like they wasted this name.
Okay.
He's like a weird shell-less turtle.
He's he's green, first of all.
Yeah, strange.
And the lighting on the tail makes it look like a penis.
Yes.
With it's a little very like phallic. Tippy bit.
Fuck man.
It's very phallic.
Sorry, but stop touching it! Scorpion could have been so cool.
I'm upset.
But also, like, none of his powers are relevant.
Why
nothing
can't...
says scorpion like a coiling tail that makes you jump.
Like, yeah, basically like, that's what? The power of that snake in Donkey Kong Country.
And he looks like a million other things that are not scorpions. Like in the image on the bottom of the first page, it looks like a caterpillar, those green ones.
That's so upsetting.
That eat all the leafy things in the garden.
There's like a caterpillar hero.
The one where he's like shooting at Spider-Man, there's like one of those panels.
They're rattlesnakes.
This one is the closest to feeling like a scorpion.
Is that the thing? Is it like the sting is a gun?
Yeah, the sting is a plasma blast.
Yeah, I thought we were going to say butt plug.
Oh, I just saw the maximum flexure on the diagram.
Oh, that looks like a sex toy.
It does. 100%.
The shadow thing, it looks like a sex toy.
To be fair, the whole diagram kind of does.
Everything about this says
shock absorber.
Even the name Scorpion's tail.
Also, I don't even like him without the mask on. That's not a great look.
This guy.
Oh, he has a rechargeable high density battery pack.
Well, that's useful.
Is it waterproof?
It's only you useful until you have to recharge it when you really wish it was fully charged.
Hey, you want to rock my plasma projector?
What?
And he looks like a monkey in that other image that's next to the one where he's shooting Spider-Man. Like, it's everything but...
Hold on. His tail, is it attached to him?
Yep.
Yeah.
In permanence.
But if he's naked, like he doesn't have his black shorts and mask and whatever, does he have a green tail?
Yeah, it's a green tail grafted to his spine.
Yeah, there's a hole in his underwear where his tail goes.
It's not fucking worth it,
let me tell you.
Oh, man. Not worth it.
When someone walks up to you and is like, hey, can we, like,
I think
like
it's the whole back, right? Look at here. Look at the second page, right?
It's like a whole piece.
It's the whole back is like, on his spine. It's on
his back. The flashlight bit of the tail is like a shell on his back.
It's like a battery pack thing.
This picture right here, I know he's ripping an elevator apart, but it does look like he's opening his curtains.
Yeah. 100%.
It kind of looks like he's, like, frantically looking for something in his house. He's like,
here! What is it?
To me, it looks like he's entering a brothel. It looks like those are, like, beaded curtains.
Oh, yeah.
Those, like, 70s
he's
beaded curtains.
He's about to do a cabaret number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate him so much.
But, like, when you get, like, asked... If you're into getting, like, genetically modified and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, is that a promotion?
Like, I mean, they might have done a 2-for-1.
I could never.
He did it for the money, and then he lost his mind.
That's off in the trade.
What are the probabilities of you losing your mind?
Oh, 100%. Is it just your basic genetic modifications?
Cybernetic.
Your standard package.
Yeah. Cybernetic.
There's really just two versions of this.
Yeah.
Cybernetic genetic modification.
Or accident.
Accident in a vat of science. There's just two steps.
Yeah, vat of scorpions.
Oh, that would have been better.
That's a better story. You get stung.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, but
radioactive scorpion.
Like, he is a Spider-Man villain, so, like, you know, that's kind of cool.
But it should be, like, a bunch, and he should go insane because of the poison.
Yeah.
Angled clutchers. Oh my god. Who okayed this?
I will say, I do appreciate... Did they use the diagrams in the comics?
Sometimes, but rarely.
Because I appreciate the effort that they go through.
No, somebody did this for Marvel Universe.
Because they're always so detailed.
There's one guy that used to do this.
Somebody, like, really sits there and thought about, like, okay, how would this scientifically work, you know? It's cool.
Scientifically.
Sure, yes.
It's Elliot Brown was the guy who did all the technical drawings.
Is his skin green?
No, because, see, he's got holes in his mask. Because
that's what I was asking.
I think it's just a suit.
Maybe the tail isn't green, and he just really long, like, tail condom.
Do you do leg, tail? Or do you do tail, leg? Leg, tail, leg?
Okay. Well, I think tail is probably more flexible, so the legs and then the tail kind of...
We see the maximum flexure.
Well, yeah. You know?
If I tap his tail, can he sense it?
I would say yes.
And he can move the tail independently.
Okay, so it's clearly a snake. This guy's just a snake.
Is it a grower?
No.
Oh, okay. It should contract and expand.
Well,
it does
bounce, right? So you can coil it.
I don't understand how that works.
I think you push your tail down on the ground and then you spring up.
Oh, no, I understand. Oh. I just don't understand, like, how can that be springy and also...
Maybe each segment is slightly different size.
It fucking pisses me off that that's not even a scorpion thing.
No, it's not. It's very much a penis thing, though.
It's like the second episode where I get real mad about shit.
Okay. Let's move on then. Scorpion, hot or not?
I will not dignify that question with an answer.
No, thank you.
Is it the no answer episode?
No.
Not hot, says Nat under her breath.
Just so we're clear.
So we're clear.
Make that stuff dangerous?
Not for someone with your limited intelligence.
Gargan, this is what you said you wanted. Don't chicken out on me now.
I ain't no chicken, Mr. Jameson. I just want to know what's going on.
I chose to use a scorpion because it's a natural predator of the spider. See? It's working.
Ah.
The Scourge.
Is that how you say scourge?
That's how you say scourge.
Today I learned.
Scourge was a mysterious vigilante who was seen killing Z-list supervillains all over the Marvel Universe in the 80s. Until Captain America finally put an end to his rampage. He was rarely in this costume. I think like once. Because usually he was in disguise to get close to whatever villain before plugging them full of bullets. He also used a van with onboard computers that held his crime files. He was apparently the son of a Hollywood director famous for westerns and the younger brother of a Los Angeles-based villain called the Enforcer, who you can see getting shot in the accompanying image. Because sickened by his brother's criminality, he dressed up as a bag lady and killed him. He then devoted his life to killing more supervillains. He racked up 31 kills and helped Marvel clean house before he was killed himself. He's pitiless, obsessed, only goes for convicted criminals, and is quick to leave the scene of his murders.
31 kills doesn't seem like a lot in a comic book universe.
31 named supervillains died
like
in his hand.
Yeah, like real characters.
That's a lot.
Not just like a random
not ones. Like red shirt.
Like when we get to the Book of the Dead.
He's
him.
It's like you always see the death and the number of people killed by Scourge.
Ooh, I'm excited to see that.
That's cool.
Hammer and Anvil? They killed Hammer and Anvil?
Oh, no. Should we just be, like, really committed to loving all of these?
Human Fly?
Aw, he's my favorite.
Not to be confused with the Human Fly who has a podcast on this network.
Not Birdman 2.
Yeah.
The Commander Kraken, Amelie.
Oh,
you'll like Commander Kraken.
Yeah, that seems
we'll
right.
We'll be sad he's dead when we see him.
Steeple Jack 2 is my favorite.
But I like this.
I like the look a lot.
Why does his face look like that, though?
It's a mask.
It's just a skull face.
I don't like it.
It has, like, mid-2000s energy. But
yes, this would be in a music video.
Oh yeah,
okay. You must enjoy at least the asymmetricalness of it.
I like it from the neck down and the forehead up.
You know that live action Scooby Doo movie?
No.
Yes, like the Freddie Prinze one.
Yeah, there's two of them, and there's one that's I don't remember what it's called, but it's like it's got a lot of skulls in it and like characters that have skull faces, and it's kind of the similar kind of vibe to this.
I kind of like the skull face. It's like, fleshy.
It looks like he didn't put in his dentures.
I like it.
It's strange, because they're bones.
Yeah, I know. It looks actually gummy.
I don't like the thought that teeth are bones.
Sorry. It's weird to think about.
I just said it out loud, and it was
especially
like,
because
I don't
we
know,
lose
I don't like
some
that.
Of them.
Imagine if we lost other bones, and then they grew back. That would be weird. Like, oh, I
honestly,
lost my pinky.
Well, teeth don't really grow back.
No, but
they're already
said,
there.
Have you ever seen an x-ray of a baby?
Oh, it's crazy.
They're oh, with
all the
extra
teeth?
Yeah. But like, yeah, teeth is where our skeleton pokes out.
It's like when you realize that your top jaw never moves.
Yes.
It's only
weird.
The bottom. Like, you only chew up. You don't chew down.
Yeah.
Ow.
But back to Scourge.
Yes. I like the look.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It does have, like, sort of, like, the pop punk My Chemical Romance energy.
Oh, yes. This guy could be, like, in the back of a My Chemical Romance video, for sure.
The jacket's fucking cool.
I do wonder what the jacket looks like when he doesn't have his legs spread. Like, if he's just sitting down on the bus, how does his jacket look?
Like, does it flare out or is it kind of fall
just,
his legs?
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. Mm. That's the only question I have about the design of the jacket.
It probably falls to the side because you like, sit and you need this material to sit down.
Yeah.
I bet it does that.
Yeah, because, like, the V in the back is stretched out. So if it was looser, like less contracted.
Would it look less cool or just like a dress?
Yeah, I think it would look less cool.
But luckily, he never sits.
No. He said he doesn't really wear this.
No, there's one, when he fights Captain America, maybe suddenly he has this costume. But normally, the way they played this is that you're reading your Spider-Man comic, and then there's a page, there's one page randomly where this lame villain gets offed by somebody around him, dressed as whatever, the bag lady, or, you know, whatever, a character in just their environment.
Okay.
And you're reading your Iron Man comic, and oh, that's a villain I sort of forgot about. Oh, he's dead now. So it happened across every comic.
That's so interesting.
That's cool. I like that.
I like his gloves.
And I like that he's dressed in white.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it really, like, nails death. And luckily, he doesn't have any skis.
And honestly, also, like, it's, like, he's clearly very, like, black and white. Like, if you're committed a crime and you're found guilty, then fuck you. So, like, I think it gives that energy, too.
I appreciate the dedication to the color scheme.
It would be difficult to wear this. Like, I would ruin this outfit immediately.
Blood everywhere.
That's true.
So much blood. Well, presumably with a gun, usually of that type, you'd be shooting from, like, not right next to them.
Unless you're killing your evil brother.
But then you're in a bag lady outfit, he's in a different outfit.
He's always in a different costume.
Maybe that's his pajamas.
Like, is this his casual wear?
Lounge wear.
Oh, he's a whiskey drinker.
This is the other character that Shotgun mentioned, basically to say that she predicted that Amedee would be all over this.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very cool. As soon as I saw it, I also thought that.
It's very cool. It's so sleek, and I like skulls.
I want his shirt to be very brightly colored. But you never see it because his jacket is always closed.
It's like a...
It's a tie-dyed neon shirt.
It's an obnoxious gym shirt. Oh, like, it's God. Neon yellow Popeye supplement.
Yeah. Rise and grind.
And it's like cut at the sleeves.
What's wrong with that type of shirt? I don't. My shirts are gray.
Scourge, hot or not?
Hot.
I like him.
What does Scourge actually mean?
It's a terror, I feel like. That's how I would describe this word.
Like, you would say, like, something is a scourge because it's, like...
It destroys,
like, a lot of stuff.
So, maybe I'm scourged?
Oh, God. Well, a scourge, oh, yes, that's right. It's a whip.
What?
Used as an instrument of punishment.
Oh, gosh.
I like that better.
Kinky. I'm into it.
Really?
But, yeah. Those whips that, like, rip out flesh, you know.
Holy shit. That's a scourge. Nice. Hold on. His machine gun, each 50 cal round, is equipped with an acceleration-activated, delay-triggered, explosive shell.
Make sure.
Damn!
Also, some supervillains...
He don't mess around.
Some supervillains that, like, are somewhat invulnerable.
Right. He takes his craft seriously. I respect that.
That reminds me. I did have a question, actually. Is he a good...
No.
Because he kills villains, right?
Yeah.
He kills villains, but he's...
Heroes don't kill them, right?
He's still a murderer.
Yeah. It's kind of like the...
Captain America had to stop him.
But there's like, nihilists.
You know,
the heroes just don't kill them.
You kill a serial killer, it's one victim more. You don't kill a serial killer, it's 10 victims more.
Yeah. And I'm sure, like, whatever library villain man is just like...
It's kind of like Punisher, right?
Yeah. Punisher goes more against, like, normal criminals. And then you had Scourge went up. Yeah. But also, Punisher started as a villain.
Was Scourge just, like, hired to do a purge because they just had too many supervillains to keep track of?
And yeah.
Like, well, you sound like the company, like, hired him. All right, we need to hire a guy to kill all these rogue characters.
They're hard to keep track of. We have to do a backstory every time.
And some of those characters, they reuse the name so they could say, well, okay, let's kill, I don't know which one. But
Hellraiser.
And then, so we can have a new Hellraiser.
I mean, Jaguar. I'd kill a lame Jaguar to get a cool Jaguar.
Right, exactly. I'm not saying it worked.
Oh my God, Turner D. Century?
My favorite.
I don't think he deserved to die.
Oh, he did not.
It's too good of a name.
It's a very good... Did they reuse the name?
No.
Who the fuck is Steeple Jack?
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, some of these guys, I don't really
you
know.
Did say Z-list. I mean,
Z-list. So, we said hot.
Yeah, I said hot. I'm just a bit sad that he doesn't really wear this, because it's a good outfit.
I mean, I appreciate him. I don't know that I, like, have romantic interest in him.
Well,
no candlelight in my future.
No.
Or hot passionate sex with the Scourge. Sex with the Scourge.
So you would discourage it?
I just love saying Scourge. I must integrate it in my everyday vernacular.
All right. Well, you can also use it to mean a person or a thing that causes great trouble or suffering.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you
as a metaphor.
Scourge.
And if your heart stops beating,
the Secret Empire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Secret Empire is a subversive organization that has clashed with Captain America, S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Hulk, among others, and whose goals are decided by whoever is their number one. You'll note on the main and secondary images that each member has a different number on their hood, which indicates their rank within the group. They started as part of Hydra, then they split off, they became criminals for hire, then international terrorists. Currently, they're after nothing less than world domination and have members from the world of politics, business, religion, and media. A number of their schemes have involved nuclear weapons and or starting a war between the West and the Soviet blocs.
As you do.
You see the type.
It's giving a wrestler KKK.
Yes.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's definitely giving racism.
I mean, just the whole energy is just like...
racism coded.
Yeah.
Did I use that right?
Yes, you did.
Every time I see someone that's numbered like that, I'm just like, I am number two.
Yes.
You are number six.
Yeah, you think they tried to steal each other's hoods.
How do you... Can you increase in numbers? Is it just like... If I fight number three and I win, I get to have his hood?
Yep.
Is like one better than 60?
One is the leader.
Guys, okay. I have an idea so it is for a ranked. Fun weekend. I have a great idea for a fun weekend.
As you can tell, this guy's a businessman or politician. Yeah. Look at his legs.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I think, one of the reasons why it's giving KKK, other than the cloak, obviously, is that it's giving, like, I walked out of work.
Yeah.
And put on my cloak.
If it was full length, I don't think it would feel as...
It would give druid...
Yeah. This feels like I have to just hide my face because I don't want people to know that I'm part of this.
It is too short, though.
It looks, is too short, yes.
It looks like it was made for someone that was shorter.
Well, the previous number one was shorter.
It looks like a Halloween costume.
Yeah, it looks dumb.
Also, like, the pose he's doing is like, oh no, my hands are wet, but I can't, like, they're dripping.
I
don't have a towel in here.
I just cut the chicken cutlets. And
can't use my cloak.
It also kind of looks like, hey, look, I have veiny arms.
Yeah, his arms are gross.
Do you think this is normal?
I usually like slightly veiny arms, but that's too much.
Yeah, this is uncomfortable. There's too many lines. It's too
many veins.
Too defined.
I hate the dress pants so bad.
Do we know to which number they go, how high?
That guy's 60.
Do they have a 69? I hope they go to 99.
But, like, how many people can you have in a secret empire?
It's an empire, first of all, so it has to be a lot of people.
I guess that's true. As soon as you use the word empire... Racism coded.
It's funny because before you explained the number thing, I was really going to laugh. I was going to make fun of them that they're wearing this, like, in an office building or something. I was like, why are you wearing it in there? It looks so silly. This panel looks very silly out of context.
It does look.
Because it just looks like...
They're computer panels.
But that's my point. It's weird that they're wearing the hood when it's just them.
Do they know who's who?
They need it because of the numbers.
I don't know. I mean, some people must know.
Yes.
And then some people must not know who each other are. But you got to recruit some... You know the person you recruited.
You may not know what number they're assigned.
They're now assigned.
Yeah, because if every time you beat someone, you get their number... And say it's just like a game of chess that you have to beat them at, right? Then people can move through and become different numbers very quickly. That would be so much fun! Come on!
And that's why the Empire has changed missions so often. Because when there's a new number one...
It's kind of like they've got a new CEO who's just scrapping all the movies that were supposed to come out. And so now we're just doing a bunch of new shit.
Is there everyone known that we know that is in Secret Empire? No.
Well, I think Scourge should get on this. I mean,
yes. Like, no one's ever infiltrated the secret
empire. You can probably guess.
J. Jonah Jameson is
in. No, there's no named Marvel character.
Okay.
Do you think there's someone...
I don't think so.
...who's, like, number 25 and he's like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I don't want any more responsibilities.
I don't really want to run this thing. I'm happy to be a part of the team.
I just want a community...
It looks like 60 and so on. They're just like computer jockeys, you know?
They're tech support.
Yeah, they're just technicians.
This guy's three.
Missile launchers.
This guy's three, so he's important.
You know, the way he's positioned, he looks like he's a supervisor.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like, damn it, Johnson. Well, no, yeah. I guess, damn it, 60.
Damn it, 12.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like, you know those kids' towels that have like a hood?
Yes.
Like he's wearing a
towels tooth. With a hood.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
they're like cape towels.
A rectangle, but there's like a hood part sewn into the middle.
What's the point?
Keep it's for kids. Warm. Yeah, it's you kind of roll them in. But usually there's like a character on the head, and it feels like it's a Deadpool hooded towel.
This does feel like a shitty Deadpool
costume. Yeah.
It's like I got invited to a Halloween party, but like with very little notice.
Yeah, it's bargain bin Deadpool
That's
hooded
Sharpie.
Towel.
Yeah.
You know what I like to imagine? That you don't get someone else's hood, but you just have to sew the new number on your own hood. It's so then you like bring it home and you're like, sorry, honey, I need to redo my patch. Yeah,
it's like a Girl Scout badge.
Yeah. I told you that you have to at least do from 16 to 1 so I can just take off the 6. 12, really? Oh, really?
I don't get it.
But what do they do?
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Like, what
crime?
Well, the schemes that they mention in the entry, the latest schemes are stuff like manipulating world powers so that they go to nuclear war.
But, like, what does that have to do with superhero? I'm sorry,
It doesn't have anything to do with, well,
I don't
superheroes
understand.
Stop these things.
I don't understand how they come into stories.
They're doing stuff?
So it's like, instead of, Hydra's being a jerk... These people were.
Supervillains aren't really...
Like, they do take vacation.
Well, for the most part, they're not always, like, just torturing heroes. They're doing bad shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They're doing crime.
So the heroes are...
But do these people torture heroes? Or do they manipulate others? Do they have a torture chamber?
You almost have to. Like, if you're... If you're gonna dress like that, you need a torture chamber and candles.
When they bought their menu, they were like, "Well,
when you catch
we gotta
Nick
Fury, have an extension to build in the torture chamber.
You catch
chamber.
Nick Fury in your headquarters, you gotta throw him somewhere."
Yeah,
but like, it's also I don't know. To me, an empire is not meant to be secret.
That's the
definition of an empire.
It's a conspiracy. Yes, it's the Illuminati.
Yeah, it's
the Freemasons.
It's like a secret society.
It's a secret society that is actually ruling the world, not the people you think are running the world. Or maybe they're one and the same.
And they're wearing cloaks.
Also, if you haven't
empire is the wrong word for it. That's just all I'm going to say.
If you haven't thought about the Roman Empire yet today.
Yeah, there you go.
Here you are.
So, is the secret empire hot or not?
No.
It is misnamed and annoying.
I do like the numbers, though.
Yeah, I'll give, creativity points. I think it's a funny idea, but I don't like them.
I do like that they gave them something that makes them look stupid.
Yes. It's just silly enough.
But, how do you interact with someone? Like, it's like, when you have a number that sort of says what kind of status you have, automatically you're like, oh, that guy's 80. Like, I'm gonna talk to that guy.
Yeah.
There's immediately prejudice.
Oh, it must be. The peer pressure.
You realize this is what the world actually is like.
I know.
But we don't have the numbers in our forehead.
You don't have the number, but...
It's not on my forehead.
No, but...
It would be weird to know the number.
But I think there are other ways. Like, there are other codes that society uses
definitely.
To know which, who's close to your number and who isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Who can go have tea with the Queen of England and who can't.
I don't have two yachts. I don't even have one yacht.
I appreciate that you started it.
I have a yacht.
There was some hope there.
But there's not, middle class written on the forehead.
Oh, honey.
Who are you? The new number two. Who is number one? You are number six. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Ah! Back into your video game, the Sentinels.
Oh, you actually recognize it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're in the video game for sure.
I thought you were doing a bit.
No.
Sentinels are 20-foot-tall mutant-hunting robots created by Dr. Bolivar Trask to locate and either capture or kill mutants so they wouldn't supplant humanity. They are ruthless and emotionless, programmed to carry out their lethal mission without harming humans. Their AI can adapt and learn, but they're not sentient, nor do they normally speak. They can fly with jets in their feet, are super strong and tough, and fire energy from hands. There have been many models, and some might have other capabilities like camouflage, entangling cables, sleep gas, cold beams, lie detectors, etc. In addition to the diagram, we're shown blue and earlier purple sentinels. One is freezing Cannonball and later flying with him in his hand. Another is frying Wolverine. We also have a sentinel working on some machinery and a group of them fighting the original X-Men.
I like the purple and pink better because they're my OGs.
I also love the way he's holding that guy.
That's Angel.
It's very hilarious. It's just
that
like
is Angel. It's a very Jesus-like.
Yeah, the posture.
Oh, yeah, with the feet, too.
They've got such butt.
Nat, help me out. He looks like a video game character.
The Mega Man?
Mega Man.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Mega Man. Like, with the boots. Even with, like, the way the palm is, because there's like, a shooting
They only have four fingers. It's upsetting.
Oh.
It depends on the picture.
Yeah.
But the blue one has only four fingers on the diagram and on the main picture. But the purple ones have five fingers.
Yeah.
Like, pinkies are overrated.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Budget cuts.
I like that you said that one of the things they do is entangle cables. Just picture, like, you know, fights happening in other rooms and then cut to, like, a guy just all covered in cables. And like,
yeah, have they been
here,
to my house?
This
because
one
I swear.
Here. This one here.
The back of my TV.
And then battle. And then that. And then this.
They don't entangle cables, they sent entangling cables.
No.
To entangle mutants.
No. They're fucking with my cables.
No. No, they're
a mutant? I wish sometimes, you know? I think that'd be cool.
In like a circuit room, fucking shit up.
I don't like the diagram. It's a little too human-y for me.
It is very human.
They're semi-humanoid.
They just it looks a little too organ-y. Also, are these nipples?
No, I believe they're a human and mutant. All band spectrum organizer, analyzer, and receiving antenna.
Yeah.
I like, they're freaking hard to beat in the original video game. Actually, original is the second one, but anyway, they were really hard to beat.
I like how round they are. They're very round.
Yeah, they are an interesting shape for, like, a robot. Because sometimes they're, like, really, really square. These do skirt the line where it feels a bit more human.
They're aesthetically pleasing in butts.
It is a great butt.
Yeah. Not only is the diagram organ-looking, it's also, like, organ-sounding. The things that are pointed to are just, like, complicated explanations of organs.
Electric motors muscle simulator?
Well, like, the head, the brain, is communications, environmental, sensor, platform, and navigational unit. Like, yeah, that's a brain.
I do those.
Yeah. You know, just like us.
They were so huge, though.
Are they huge?
They're huge. Like, they're scary.
They're like 20 feet tall.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Actually, I love this frame on the first page.
Where they look so sad.
He freezes Cannonball.
Yeah. Just the look on his face.
Yeah, that's the face I picture when he's, like, entangling the cables. Just blank stare, mixing up cables.
They do feel a little Pacific Rim, you know? Mm-hmm. They should just have giant swords. I guess they shouldn't. They're bad.
Do they always frown?
Yeah, they've got that face.
They're not happy.
I just wish one of them would smile. Actually, maybe that would be scary.
Yeah, just one. How many are there?
As many as we need. Until we get rid of all these mutants.
Okay, so...
There's not a set number. There's not a set number because the X-Men blow them up a lot.
Yeah, they keep coming back. Yeah.
So, are they in-universe? Are they, like, a regular occurrence?
Yeah. Even right today, like in the present-day comics, Canada has gotten to the Sentinel game because the Alpha Flight... He's a bit unhappy about this. Yeah, no, it is disappointing because the...
I'm writing a letter.
Because the original box's kid is like the new box, more or less. He's created box sentinels. And I guess using them to catch, kill mutants.
Are they like...
Because mutants have been kicked off Earth.
What?
Yeah. Presently, all the mutants have been sent to Mars on a colony.
What?
I mean, they escaped to a colony on Mars.
They deported the mutants?
The mutants worldwide escaped to Mars. And the mutants were either decided to stay on Earth or were trapped on Earth when the portals closed, are being hunted by various governments, including our own friends.
That's sad.
You skimmed on the portals closed?
There were portals to get to Mars. How do you get to Mars?
Oh.
You walk through the portal. There were portals in major cities. Anyway.
What about new mutants reaching adolescence?
They're fucked.
Like, is there no plan for them?
They die. They hide.
That's why a lot of mutants are staying behind. There's a lot of X-Men staying behind, etc., right? Yeah. And Alpha Flight is half mutants.
Haven't they figured this out yet? How to get along?
Have you seen modern society?
Yeah, have you seen the world?
It's only getting worse.
Gesticulates at everything.
Yeah, because the mutants have been like, they founded an island nation and everything, and it's like...
But why do comics have to be political now?
Oh. Okay. Anyway, there are right now box sentinels.
They're box. What do you mean?
They're box.
They're box.
Don't you love boxes? Remember the box robot who's in Alpha Flight?
They're an actual. No.
Well,
yeah,
there
box.
Was one.
His name was Box.
And there now there's a hybrid box sentinel model.
Oh no!
That is being manufactured here. In,
but you love
box. Well, in Ontario, not here.
Is there at least a maple leaf on the chest?
No.
Oh.
They're blue. They are that.
Oh, you can't be Canadian and blue.
No, that is explicitly Quebec.
Yes, this necessitates the.
I wish they were Quebec.
Yes.
This is a huge robot.
That'd be amazing.
What are you doing in my province?
Oh, keep that on that.
Walking around.
We're gonna need the sad jingle. I don't know if people outside of Canada realize this. We have like at the end of like, you know, PSA kind of things.
Yeah, PSA.
We have like a little jingle that's basically our national
it's
anthem.
Canada, it's the first.
Yeah. And when it's like a good news, it's happy. But when it's a sad one, they have like a sad room.
Oh yeah, it's like
do 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 do.
And if it's like tourism, like promotional, it's like a gangly guitar, bling bling bling.
That's some insider Canadian info for y'all.
I know this because I work in communications for the government of Canada.
You actually invented the jingle.
Yeah, I have access to
and
I
we know this just files. Because we consume media IDs. We're just normal citizens of the country.
We should just follow up every sad statement we say. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. I love how Canada just markets the people who work within government, you know. They're insider jingles.
I just meant that, like, I'm used to dealing with...
You've thought about it.
Yes, I'm used to dealing with this concept, because you don't think of a 30-second spot. You think of a 28-second spot, because you need to...
Have to jingle in the end,
We should, like, slowly, like, put it in your head, ideas for jingles, and just...
See if it pops up somewhere.
If it just ends up being...
Yeah, I'm not that high in the church.
I know you're ranked, like, what? Like,
Which number are you?
I'm probably in the 60s, 70s.
No, that's... Okay, well...
That's still pretty high.
If you take just communications...
Yeah, just communications.
Just for
obviously.
The whole country.
Oh, the whole... That's... I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Justin Trudeau being number one.
I believe in you. I think you can battle your way to, like, 4 or 5.
Just gonna beat my assistant deputy minister.
Yeah, you're fucking jacked now.
So, yeah. Sentinels. Yes, Canada's gotten in the game, but, I mean, these ones are the original...
Yeah. I don't know how I feel.
Are there Sentinels in other countries as well, and do they all have... the flair of that country, or no, they're just boring and like me. Are there Sentinels exchange programs?
I don't think so. I prefer the blue ones to the pink ones.
Okay.
I find the headpiece more interesting.
The headpiece is a bit weird on the pink.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little, like, old life vest.
Oh, yeah.
Esque.
Yeah.
Totally.
The blue are more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
But the pink and purple have a nostalgia factor in my
heart.
That
is, like, how I imagine them to be. Like, when I think of a Sentinel, I imagine that version. I didn't even know there was a blue one. Okay.
So you also remember them?
Oh, yeah. I've the video
the
games.
Cartoon? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, they probably were in the cartoons.
Marty has played some video games where they've shown up. But it's been...
Yeah, they're also in one of the movies.
Yes.
Really?
I remember that, too. Yeah. Because I was like, ha-ha, you were in a video game.
Yeah. Yeah, they show up in... Wolverine travels back in time to the early 70s, and Peter Dinklage is creating the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Days of Future Past.
I like the design. I like the range of situations that they can use their powers in. I like that they're big.
It is fun when something is, like, in the incorrect size. You know, yes. Way too big or way too small. It's fun.
So are you saying the Sentinels are hot?
I think that's what we're saying.
I'm
not their personality, not their mission.
Hold on. Do.
I enjoy them.
Okay.
I like the designs.
Okay.
But it's not like a screaming hot.
It's one of those hots that you're kind of ashamed of.
Yeah,
you're
I agree.
This is a genocidal maniac. Maybe I shouldn't find him hot. But, you know, he's got something.
So a genocidal killing machine. But,
you know, not
they look cool.
Fun
intriguing.
I like his nose. It's fun. I like the shape of it.
I'm speaking with
me.
Hot. Let's make the fandom angry.
They're going to be so confused.
Okay.
Binary solo. 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001
Art credits: Scarlet Witch by John Byrne, Scorpion by Mark Beecham, Scourge by John Byrne, Secret Empire by Dwayne Turner, Sentinels by James Sanders.
Welcome, one and all, to the Fire and Water Racetrack and Arena. Please direct your attention to the center of the track, where you will see 36 buses lined up between two ramps, a tank full of live man-eating sharks, and a high wire stretching over it all. The rocket cycle is warmed up and all the nets have been removed. Who would attempt these stunts just to entertain and inspire his audience? What kind of man? What kind of hero? There, coming in on a rocket-powered skateboard, it's the death-defying human flycast! Join me, Max Romero, and a rotating roster of guests as we dive headfirst into the colorful comics of Marvel's The Human Fly. It's gonna be wild.
Oh. Female bag.
Woo! Woo!
We're looking at episode 96, Sabretooth, Sandman, Sasquatch, the Savage Land Mutates, and Scarecrow. So let's start with Sabretooth here. True Blue Comics writer David Gallagher says, "It's amazing Sabretooth debuted as an Iron Fist villain, fought Spider-Man before anyone decided he had a healing factor, and then became so retconned as to be part of Wolverine's life."
Hmm.
It took a while. Chris Franklin says, "Sabretooth, I feel like he's one of those characters who was said to be popular, but it was kind of artificial at first. Then by the time he achieved true popularity, no one knew why." Like, oh, obviously tying him to Wolverine, of course, but he was already rising in that way before the two ever fought. Was it the Chris Claremont creation factor? He asks fandom at large. Chris Pine isn't a fan.
Oh.
No, he's one of those characters where they wanted to make his past mysterious but also connected to the protagonist, and he twisted it in a pretzel, trying to keep it a secret, and the reveal ends up being dumb. He's dumb. Then we have Eric, who says, just wanted to mention one of my favorite Sabretooth moments. From an issue of Peter David's run on Peter Parker, The Spectacular Spider-Man. This was before Sabretooth became a really big deal in X-Men and Wolverine, so he was still something of a second-string villain at the time. Sabretooth was applying for an assignment from an international crime lord slash assassin, the Foreigner, but the Foreigner explained that he preferred to employ assassins who didn't stand out and could blend into the crowd. When Sabretooth asked what it would take for the Foreigner to hire him, Foreigner replied, orthodontia, electrolysis, a manicure, and pupils. Saskatchewan's own Mike W. says, I love how the discussion immediately veered off into boot fashion when they first saw Sabretooth. The genetics debate, should family members have similar powers, was interesting, but I think writers just use whatever they need for story purposes, whether or not it works scientifically. Like Pete and MJ's daughter, Spider-Girl, having the same spider powers as Peter himself. Degsy O'Brien was amazed that you got away from the talk about boots at all. So.
You have experience wrangling us.
Sandman is next. Chris Pine says, I kind of like Sandman until the panels start... until the panels start talking about his sand babies and how I have... and now I have Ohotmu PTSD whenever I see Thomas Hayden Church's face.
At least it's not anytime you go to the beach.
Eric says, in the comics, it was revealed fairly recently that the Sandman does have a daughter by an ex-girlfriend. Comic book time being as confusing as it is, I'm unsure exactly when she was supposed to have been conceived, but I think it was he was already the Sandman when he fathered her. I don't think his daughter has shown any signs of superhuman powers yet. In any case, that answers the question. His sperm is not sand. At least not all the time.
That's good.
Brian Chufo says, it took me more years than I care to admit to realize the Sandman from Spider-Man was the same Sandman from The Frightful Four. At least I knew the guy who wears a gas mask and purple was different. Mm-hmm. I get it, Brian. Mm-hmm. Chris Franklin says, am I the only person who hated that they made his original name Flint Marko into an alias? The connection between Flint and sand or sandpaper make for a perfectly good, a great comic book name, setting up a person's eventual fate. His real name is now William Baker.
Yeah, I agree. Flint Marko is cooler.
Yeah.
I just saw that his only relative is his mother, and she's called Mrs. Baker. She doesn't get a name.
No.
Just ask the writer, what was her name?
I hope it's still like a sand pun.
Like Sandy?
Oh, yeah, Sandy. I've decided.
My mom's Sandy Baker.
Sandy Baker. That's a good name.
All right, Sasquatch, and says, I didn't know all the convoluted history about him at all. A gamma bomb busting into the Inuit god realm? Insanity. Inhabiting bodies like Dead Man? Bizarre. And Gene Hendricks agrees. He says, the Sasquatch entry is an example of knowing too much. I was much better off thinking that Walter had succeeded in recreating Banner's experiment.
Yeah.
My question now is, was Byrne involved in that origin, or did that come after him? And I confirm it was Byrne at the end of his run. Chris Pine says, with Sasquatch, I learned that the panel is okay with a monster as long as they dress up like a 19th century aristocrat. They can overlook foot hands if there's a monocle and a stovepipe top hat nearby.
That's facts.
Foot hands are fine. It's claws that are awful. He's nice and well-trimmed.
Alberta's own Gord Tolton says, brilliant way to sneak in Stompin' Tom Connors. So if you listen to the episode, I use one of his tunes for the clip. Savage Land Mutates. We've got Kurt Onstad says, the lady's reaction to the Savage Land Mutates brought me much joy at the end of a very long workday, and thank you for that and all your episodes. Chris Pine says, the Savage Land dudes were all posed like they were displaying their crotches to us, and I didn't like that.
That's lovely for it's, our intensive purposes.
It's very crotch forward.
And then the Scarecrow. Eric says, while I'm not a fan of murderous villains in general, I acknowledge that they have their place. However, Scarecrow really became irredeemable in a Ghost Rider story where he murdered a mother and baby off-panel, but still.
Oh, no.
And as I recall, he was killed off at the end of that story, but was later brought back to life with supernatural slash demonic powers. I'm sorry, but when a villain crosses the line, you kill them off and keep them dead.
Yeah.
Chris Pine says, I don't know a lot about the Scarecrow, but him working with crows has to violate some kind of scarecrow union bylaws. And Mike W. says, I love the story about the scarecrow at Halloween. Easy solution. Every time you see a scarecrow, kick it in the crotch. That'll separate the real from the fake pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network has a Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcasts. If you like this content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards like getting on our hot list and getting the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. So we'll go around the table. We need a compliment based on the characters that we've seen today.
Okay, we're just giving them numbers, okay? That's all we're doing. We're giving them numbers.
No, that's quick and fast. I love it. For Chris Pine.
Chris Pine, you're number one.
Oh, he was lucky to be the first. Gene Hendricks.
You're number two.
Zane Kroll.
Three.
Mike Dynas.
Four.
Eric.
Five.
And Monsieur Luc.
Oh, six.
Six.
But I'm marrying this
but
man
I can
in a
believe
week.
He can fight his way
I
to
think,
one.
I think he can fight one. I think he can fight. I'm sorry, Chris.
When everybody's got bumped. So that Mr. Luke is number one.
I think you all have the potential to bump each other.
Because, I mean, he is, well, I mean, he's getting married in a week from us. But when you're listening to this, she's been married for 3 days.
Oh, fuck.
What is crazy. Time even?
Oh, that's crazy.
So how does it feel to be married?
Oh, my God. Unreal.
Well, we'll have a wedding special probably in December, I'm thinking. And next month, come back. We'll turn back to who's who.
Are you talking to us or them?
Everybody.
Okay.
You come back,
it
they come back.
Us all.
Ideally, we all come back.
We'll all be back.
You never usually tell them to come back.
And we've been shedding listeners since the beginning.
No!
I thought me telling them that I love them was enough.
Well, you get the chance to do it again. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye!
We love you.